This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Microsoft has announced a shift in its gaming strategy. Four of its games that have previously only been available on its Xbox console will now be available on competitors' consoles. So we'll have some Xbox games on PlayStations, on Nintendos. This is a shift because in the past, the whole point of having games that only work on your console was to get people to buy your console. So why now give customers a reason not to? Joining us now to help explain this is Tom Warren, senior editor at The Verge. Good morning.
Hello there.
So first, do we know which games Xbox is going to allow to appear on other rival consoles?
So officially we don't. All they've said is there's going to be four. They've left some sort of like clues to being sort of community driven games and then two being some smaller titles. Speaking to internal Microsoft employees on the condition of being anonymous sources, they say that it's going to be Hi-Fi Rush, Pentiment, Sea of Thieves, and Grounded.
These are known games, but not the most popular games, right?
Yeah, exactly. It seems like a bit of a test case of these four games. You've got Sea of Thieves, which has been a relatively popular game. It's essentially a pirate game where you're on the high seas fighting people. That is a multiplayer game, an experience that would probably benefit from being on like the PlayStation. It opens it up to more players.
In the past, Microsoft's strategy has been, all right, we're going to make these exclusive games that only work on our console, the Xbox, and that will make people buy Xboxes. Now they're changing that strategy. They're saying, we'll let these games go elsewhere too. Why are they changing their strategy now?
Yeah, so I think a big part of why it's happening now and they want to bring these games elsewhere is the revenue opportunity there. They have bet their kind of future of the Xbox platform on Game Pass, which is essentially the Netflix of game subscriptions, where you pay like $10 a month. You get access to a big library of games that you can play as long as you keep hold of that subscription. That subscription model hasn't grown quite as fast as Microsoft was hoping. It was 25 million a couple of years ago. It's up to 34 million now. So by 2030, they were looking up to 100 million subscribers. And around about this point, roughly, they were probably looking at about 45 to 50 million. So you can see that there's a gap there. So to fill that gap, they need to get that revenue from elsewhere.
Back in the day, Sega, the company behind Sonic the Hedgehog, used to make consoles. They were outcompeted by Nintendo and PlayStation. Now they publish games for other consoles. Is this the same thing as what's happening to Microsoft here? Is Microsoft going to just wind down the hardware side of Xbox?
I don't think they're out of the hardware game at all. And I think that underpins kind of the entire Xbox strategy. You still need that device to sell to people to then sell them Game Pass. Until they can get Game Pass across all these different platforms, which they have no intention of doing now, but only because Sony and Nintendo won't let them. But until they can really offer that subscription everywhere, they still need that hardware.
Sony recently revised down the number of consoles it expects to sell this year. It will also bring more of its exclusive games to other platforms like we're hearing Microsoft is doing. Is there an industry-wide shift going on here?
Yeah, that's the big question that I'm sort of trying to grapple with myself, actually, because obviously Sony's mentioned that they want to go multi-platform more aggressively. Microsoft's making this big move to actually put their games on Sony's platform. But I do feel like we probably are heading to an era where Sony starts publishing their games maybe day and date. So on the same day that they publish them on the PlayStation 5, they publish them on PC. We've seen that with Helldivers 2 recently, one of the first ones to be on both on PC and PlayStation at the same time. And it's been hugely successful on PC. So I think there's an opportunity for them to make money there as well.
Tom Warren, senior editor at The Verge, thank you so much.
Thank you.